For monumental savings, pick Papec Honda. Shop our incredible selection with over 1,100 new Hondas available. Pick a new 2020 Accord Sedan LX CVT. Lease for just $249 a month. 36 months, zero security deposit. Pick Papec Honda today. Visit us at 11151 US 49 in Gulfport or shop online anytime at papechonda.com. Stock number LA052085-1, 12,000 miles per year. $2,099 down payment, tax and fees extra. Unapproved credit through HFSC dealer for details. Ends 3220.
The McDouble is here to add some sizzle to your day. And now you can enjoy it with McDonald's 4 for 4 deal. Choose between a cheesy McDouble or a delightfully crispy McChicken. Then add 4-piece chicken McNuggets, a small order of crispy fries, and a refreshing medium-sized soft drink like an ice-cold Coke for just $4. Now that's a tasty deal. Swing by and add some sizzle to your day with McDonald's 4 for 4. Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Live on Michael Angley Live, and we are still alive in this viral global outbreak. So, you know, if you guys pay attention to the news, you're going to see all kinds of headlines with this thing. Everybody has some skin in the game in the media for this virus, right? But the only stuff you should really be concerned with are the legitimate headlines, not what people kind of go crazy about. And let me tell you, you know, if you listen to the show and you know where my head is at and you know that, you know, I do talk about these things frequently, this is unprecedented. And, you know, in my lifetime, in our lifetime, you know, it's something that it's not natural. The outbreak is not natural, you know, and there's a lot of suspicious, weird activity going on. They have videos of Chinese people with masks on getting into elevators, taking their masks off, spitting all over the control and rubbing it all over. So, like, and it made me think when I saw those videos the other day, you know, it really made me think about, you know, if you are going to release a biological agent and you have your people that's going to release it and they're going to go out there and spread the virus. And that's exactly how that they would do it. Right. And of course, a couple of days ago, you know, we learned that, of course, China's been lying about the numbers, and then they came out with some truer numbers, but they didn't come out with the real numbers. You know, they added another 15,000. So last I checked, it was around 60,000 people who are infected. 60,000. I don't know about last week's show. I think it was more like, 29 or 30 or something like that. So you double that, right? And then, around 1,400 deaths. But I think my gut feeling, what I'm feeling, is that we should add a couple of zeros to that, you know. And I think that when Tencent came out with those reports of 25,000 dead, 150,000 infected, I feel like that was real. That's exactly where we're at, you know. And even I don't think they can even count at that rate. You know, bodies are falling, people are dying. It's very hard to keep track of all of that. The military was called in, and this virus is a military agent. It's a biological weapon. It's not something that occurred in rats or mice or bats or civet cats or whatever, man. This sucker, it was crafted and created, right? And as viruses built to do what it's doing, it's killing, it's avoiding, it's mutating, it's doing what it's supposed to do, right? So I'll tell you this. I don't like it. I don't like it. And a lot of people are dying. And, mainly it's people in China right now. But those Chinese people have left the building, man. And now they're all over the world. You know, so, you know, last week in Japan, they had like 24 cases. Now they got 250 cases, you know, 10 times the amount that they had in 1 week. If you look at viruses and how they move, and I don't care which one it is, you know, MRSA, SARS, Ebola, any of that stuff, takes time. It takes time to get around. It takes time to infect people. This is just going and going and going. And, you know, we've got our 15th case here in the U.S. And now there are hundreds of people in the U.S., over 200 people in Georgia, hundreds of people that were brought back from China. They're Chinese people. They have some kind of U.S. connection, they say, in the media, whatever that means. Many of them don't even speak English, so it's hard to to deal with them. They need translators to talk to them and see what the deal is, right? But there are hundreds that they're watching. Many of them now are in self-quarantine. Self-quarantine? And they're supposed to stay in for 2 weeks and not go out, not use any services, not do anything, not take a bus, take a train, take a plane, do any of that, go to a restaurant, use a public restroom, do any of that. And that's believable that someone would do that. Then today I'm reading in the Military Times is that they're setting up camps all over the United States for this global pandemic. They are bracing themselves for the global pandemic. Now, I'm going to tell you guys to go watch all the zombie movies that are out there. I don't care if you don't like them. It's more of an educational tool than some entertainment. Because in all of those zombie movies, the one place you don't want to be is those government encampments. You don't want to be with the military. You know, matter of fact, if it's like that and things are breaking loose, no one's telling me what to do. You know what I mean? And I have a bug out plan. I'm prepared, man. You know, this is something that a lot of people have been planning for a long time. And then you call, oh, you're a nut, you know, boo. you're crazy stockpiling stuff. Yeah, really? Who laughing now, sucker? No, man, no one's going to be laughing, because if this thing does what I think it's going to do, it's going to be a real test of the world, not just China. When Xi Jinping said it's a test of China, let me tell you, I'll guarantee they're sitting on the antiviral. I'll guarantee it, because you don't create these biological weapons without having an antiviral. You know, I mean, unless you're totally off the wall and whatever, but. The thing is, this isn't all right. So it's already mutated. Imagine it comes out. It's doing its business. It's killing. It's gonna. And when it goes from person to person, it's one thing if you're infected from the source. Then you can identify that source, and then you can come up with some kind of antigen or whatever you need to come up with to counteract whatever the hell the thing is doing. An antiviral, right? People think, I'll take antibiotics. Antibiotics don't work on viruses. They work on some things, bacterial infections and things like that, but not viruses. With viruses, you got to either kill the virus or you got to treat the symptoms, right? And wait it out. If it's a weapon, it's not going to want to lose. It's going to want to win. And then when it goes into a host and it does its business, when that host is out and about, you know, breathing on other people, now that virus is different. Because it's adapted to the DNA of that host. You're breathing on someone else, and then you get it, and then that virus adapts to your body, what you're doing, and then this thing apparently is designed to kill white blood cells. So if it's killing off your white blood cells, you're not even going to feel sick, because the thing that makes you feel sick is when your blood cells, your white blood cells are fighting off some kind of thing, an infection or whatever, a virus, whatever the hell it's fighting off. That will actually start making you feel ill. If this thing wipes out your white blood cells, and then basically like AIDS, you know, which was an autoimmune deficiency disease, right? Something that took away your immune system, destroyed your immune system. Is it any wonder that they're starting to use HIV drugs to try to combat this coronavirus, right? So if you're going to design and craft something, this is the thing you want to design and craft. And I'm going to go out far and say that this to me looks very much intentional. This release, very much intentional. It's in too many countries, too quickly, too much. Too many people are dying too soon. We're talking about weeks, not months. We're talking about weeks, and there's over 1,000 dead. But I think that there's tens of thousands dead. Tens of thousands. I had Robbie Thomas, who's an amazing psychic medium, had him on my other show, Discovery Paranormal, last week. And you know what? He confirmed the stuff that I just feel in my gut, you know, about this outbreak. And everybody's worried. Then you get the World Health Organization, the head of the WHO, says, 18 months to an antiviral, number one. Number two, he said this is the greatest, most single threat to mankind, worse than terrorism. Man, you're talking about a global pandemic that has a bug that's going to mutate. And if I'm right, it's going to mutate and become more deadly. And even this dude said, if it pauses, that's when you want to worry the most. Because 2 days ago in China, the head of their health, you know, the health department, health ministry, right? Which you can't trust anything China says, not ever, of course, because they lie about everything, and we know that. So the head of their healthcare system says, we think that, you know, we've seen a dip in cases, and we think that we can get a handle on this. And then the next day they say, oh, we're going to add 15,000 into the list in one day and another 350 dead people, you know. So they don't know what the hell they're doing, I think. And I think even if you have the original virus and you can come up with an antiviral off of that from the mutation and another mutation and the different strains that are out there, you're going to have to go long and far to try to put a stop to all of that, you know. And really, you need the people who recovered first from this, take their blood, what about them that made them recover, and try to come up with some kind of thing from that. And usually in situations like that, when there's a new bug out there that's unknown, it takes 6 months to 2 years to come up with any type of thing that can kill it, you know. So you're on your own. And we, like the United States, man, we have a great healthcare system, I think, anyway. We, you know, better than most places, maybe not as good as some.
For monumental savings, pick Papec Honda. Shop our incredible selection with over 1,100 new Hondas available. Pick a new 2020 Accord Sedan LX CVT. Lease for just $249 a month. 36 months, zero security deposit. Pick Papec Honda today. Visit us at 11151 US 49 in Gulfport or shop online anytime at papechonda.com. Stock number LA052085-1, 12,000 miles per year. $2,099 down payment, tax and fees extra. Unapproved credit through HFS. See dealer for details. N3220. Pick Papec Nissan for your next vehicle. Shop over 500 new Nissans at the only Nissan dealer in Gulfport. Right now, buy a new 2020 Rogue S for $24,074. Visit us on US 49 in Gulfport and drive home your new Nissan today. Shop our complete inventory online at PapecNissan.com. VIN LC724100, MSRP 28,180. Includes 1606 dealer discount and 2,500 Nissan customer cash. Tax, title, and fees extra. See dealer for details. N3220.